Hey everybody, welcome to Robin's 365. It's day number 2078, out for a morning walk in the sunshine. It's feeling good this morning. So I'm going to talk to you about the day I had yesterday and how I got a lot done, but it didn't feel good, and just how I managed that whole process. Yesterday, being Thursday, is a day where I don't have as many client-facing sessions, so that provides me with an opportunity to work on more of the transformational things for my business, and also to spend perhaps a little bit more time working on me, meaning that perhaps I can take a little bit more time for my own strength workout. I can get outside and go for a little bit of a walk as well, which I did yesterday. And if I want to take some time out, I can. But normally, I'm just focusing on, okay, what's that next thing? What's that next thing? What's that next thing for the business? And a couple of months ago now, maybe 6 weeks ago, somebody had nominated me for the Telstra Business Awards, and I think it's all kinds of different businesses, different types of categories. I've seen that thing come through my inbox before, and I'm like, one of the challenges with going into these types of awards, I look at it from the perspective of, what's the point in doing this? Because they normally require quite a bit of work, some more than others. And it's like, okay, what is the objective of doing this this entry? Let's just say that you win it. So what? How much time is involved? And then what's the purpose of that? Now, when I first started business, I viewed it a little bit differently. Well, actually, no, I viewed it the same, from the perspective of what's in it for me kind of thing. Like there are people that are just serial entrants in awards. It's like, well, fantastic, you've won every award under the sun. Does that have an impact on your bottom line in your business? And if it doesn't, why do it? The only reason people do it is to feed their ego and just talk about all the awards that they've won, but it doesn't make them better business people. And because a lot of people don't enter awards as well. So when I first started my business, I did enter the local business awards because there was a marketing opportunity as a result of it. You got into the local paper, even if you just made it as a finalist. So that was my goal, to make it as a finalist. And I made it further than that, which is good. And then a few years later, went it the next year and I became a finalist, I kind of like runner-up sort of thing, and then I didn't enter the year after, and then the year after that I won the whole thing, which was really cool. And after that I thought, well, yeah, what's the point? That's a hell of a process to go through each year. And I entered one last year because I was approached by this UK company, and anyway, I ended up winning an award there. That was a very simple process, and it was really up to them to do most of the work. And this one, the Telstra Business Awards, so the person that nominated me, I had to sit with them to answer some of the questions, and it says it will take about 60 to 90 minutes. It didn't take that long for us. It probably took half an hour to do it. And then there was a second phase that I then had to complete, which was 60 to 90 minutes to do that. So I thought, given that yesterday was a little bit quieter, I thought this is the day to be doing it. So I thought, right, I'm going to set aside 90 minutes to do it, and hoping that I could do it faster than that. But I think it took me 75 minutes to do it. It's like, man, this feels really draining. And then as a result of that, that generated a bunch of other work, because it's like, okay, if I go to that next step, then it means that I have to produce all this information. And look, to some extent, it's a little bit invasive because, you know, they're asking for information that I don't like sharing, with like your financial numbers and, you know, that kind of stuff. For me, I hold that information very, very closely to my chest. So, you know, I don't feel great about sharing that. But anyway, it then set me down a rabbit hole of doing a bunch of other stuff. And probably about 3 hours after I'd finished the entrance process, I had completed the whole process, which in some ways was good, because it look, it just makes you reflect differently on different elements of your business and everything. It's like, wow, like what they're kind of judging from all the questions is, it's not particularly about what a great business you are, but more of a administrative type of thing, because you could answer some of the questions in a very positive way, but it doesn't mean that you're a good business. So if you put a great spin on who you are, what you do, etc., and a lot of it's multiple choice, like pick the best, yeah, the one that most suits you. It's like, yeah, I can see how you could answer all these in, say, the best possible way, but you're still not a great business. Like, you're not generating, you know, great results, but you can fake it. Anyway, we'll see what happens when if we progress to the next level and what that then looks like. But let me put it this way. If I hadn't been nominated, I wouldn't have gone through this process. But I feel like I owed it to the person that nominated me to continue with it. We'll see. Now, if I manage to become a finalist or something like that, is there some branding opportunity in that? Well, yes. I mean, I can use that as, you know, I was a finalist in the Telstra Business Awards. What does that do? It just shows that, well, yeah, you're a strong business and et cetera, et cetera. Will that bring me any more clients? Honestly, it's probably unlikely, but if I can then perhaps use that in the local paper, do a press release, something like that, then perhaps it just puts it out there for you know, that particular edition. Maybe I then become more front of mind for people, etc., etc. So yeah, I'm not a massive fan of them now. And to be honest, by the end of that process, I was really drained. And even though I had you know, updated some policies and procedures for the business, and it got me thinking slightly different, a slightly different perspective about aspects of my business, I was just completely drained by the whole process. So I then tried to step away from that and try to re-energize myself. But by this stage, I think I finished it. It was around 5 p.m. And actually, I think it was 4:45, and I thought, right, I've got some marketing things to do now. I did those. It got to just after 5, and I had a client come in at 5:30. I'm like, right, I just need to shut everything down for today and do something different, because it was heavy. It was heavy work, and I was glad that I got it done, that I didn't let it linger around and so forth. And I suppose it's one of those things where you don't know how long something's going to take until you're actually into it. Because like the first stage that said 60 to 90 minutes, is like, you're serious? That's already going to put off a lot of people from going through the process, which may be some of the point. It's like, let's make this so long that most people won't bother entering. But I guess if I knew exactly what was going to be involved and how long it was going to take me, I probably wouldn't have done it to begin with. So anyway, glad it's done. We'll see if anything comes from it. I guess the next step is that, I don't know how many steps there are. It's like, you've completed step one. Wonderful. And we'll just see what happens from there. To be honest, I'm not really expecting a phone call or a message or anything like that. I think they're probably focusing on perhaps businesses that have millions of dollars of turnover as opposed to, you know, mine. So we'll see. So what I did yesterday was serve my clients greatly, did that piece of work, did some other marketing things as well, and then I was just toasted for the day. So I went and had a bath. I watched some kind of, I can't remember the name, but it was all right actually. It's on Netflix. And then I had a really good night's sleep last night. So I've got a busy weekend coming up. Tomorrow I'll record a podcast about the fitness expo that I'm going to in the city. I've got coaching tonight. Today is like a 17-hour day. By the time coaching finishes tonight at 11, at least tonight it starts an hour earlier at 10 rather than 11 last week, and usually midnight for a big part of the year. So I'm looking forward to the earlier time, and hope to talk to my coach tonight about the wokeness and in the health and fitness industry. So we'll see how that goes. And yeah, look, I think I've mentioned I'm really not looking forward to going to the expo. I'm forcing myself to go to it, and yeah, I'll let you know what's actually there, if it matched my expectation, exceeded my expectation, or I was spot on. So yeah, I don't know, yesterday it was one of those days. I haven't had a day like that for a long time, and it was the kind of day where I was productive. I did quite a lot of things, but I think what frustrated me was how long it took, and just knowing that that was time that isn't going to add dollars to my business. And that was frustrating me, and it was like, well, I'm going to keep going now because I must be almost there. I must be almost there. And yeah, sometimes just the process of going through some of these entrants is just enough to destroy your momentum. So I was annoyed. I think that's what it was. Like I put in a solid piece of work. I was very focused. I sat at my desk for probably 3 hours without getting up, and I was just focusing on going to the next step, next step, next step. And I guess just knowing that, you know what, I could have spent that time doing some other things that would be better for me. And I was like, all right, it can't be much longer. It can't be much longer. And then one thing led to more work, more work, more work. And yeah, by the end of it, I think that was part of what annoyed me as well. But anyway, it's done. And hopefully from here, they don't say, okay, stage two is now, you've got to do all of this and it's another 90 minutes and whatever. And I think, honestly, if there's a big heap of work from the next step, I think I'll just say, look, I'm out. I'm not interested. But one step at a time. So today, what I'm going to do is, I've already served a couple of clients. I thought I'd get in some steps here this morning. I've got a lot to do around home today, as well as from a business perspective. But so here's the other thing I was thinking about yesterday and the day before, actually. I really don't take a break. Like, I work 7 days a week. I work hard all the time. And I think there was a part of me yesterday that said I wanted to take a break. Like I felt like you deserve to just back it off a little bit because you work so hard, etc. But then because I've conditioned myself with that voice in my head to say, no, you've got to keep going, got to keep going, got to keep going. I feel like it is a challenge for me to give myself the permission to just stop. So I think, oh, well, if I stop, how long do I stop for? And if I stop for too long and too frequently, I will lose my edge in what I have. It kept me on driving each and every day. So I did take a few hours out last night for myself. I didn't focus on doing any of that other stuff. And there was a couple of other things that I didn't do yesterday that I normally would. And this is where I talk about that foundational success principles, if you like, that you build for yourself. And I know that when I do those things every day, I feel really good that I'm progressing and I'm doing all the right things to help me grow. And I didn't achieve that yesterday because I just wanted to get this other piece of work done. And by the end of that, it's like, do you know what? I've got nothing left to do these other things that I would do, like the self-improvement things and stuff. It's like I just need to shut my brain down. I just need to give it a rest. And the last couple of days I've been thinking about that, because when I do have some quieter times, that is the time where you can do a couple of things. You can either step things up with your focus, or you can step out of what it is that you're doing and take a little bit of a break. I'm more likely to step up and do those things. It's like, right, I've got the time now to do this, so that's what I'm going to do. Yesterday, because I didn't do that, I felt a little guilty, I think, at the end of the day. I thought, oh, you've let yourself down. But then I realized, like this morning, I didn't have anything left. Yes, I was just kind of like burnt out from it all. But by the time I got to this morning, I'm just like, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready again. So I do know my body well, and I know when I need to just have a break. And that's why I did what I did yesterday. It's like, yeah, no, yes. Yeah. You can sit here for another 3 hours, but evident that my head just felt heavy. Just like, yep, yeah, it's time to just walk away and do something else. Log the computer off. Just get away from the office and do something else. So that's what I did. And I feel good. I feel good. So after my walk here, I'm going to go back to some marketing work and turn those things around that I didn't do yesterday and do those today. So my message here today is you have those things that you kind of have to do but you don't want to do. The best thing to do is just do them, which is what I did yesterday. I could have put it off for another couple of weeks, and I thought, do you know what? You've committed this far. Let's just do the work. And I was open to the fact that, well, maybe through this process, there'll be some challenging questions that will help open me up to another part of me, my business, etc., to achieve even more growth, more success. So I was open to that process. Did it do those things? Well, it did. It did make me look at a couple of things, and you know, one of the things was it was talking about, do you have a 24-month business plan? I don't know any business that has had a 24 or even 3 year to 5 year business plan that has ever stuck to the plan, or having that plan has enabled them to grow exponentially. It's very much, this is like how Telstra works, these big corporates work doing these annual business plans and like futuristic ones, go 2, 3, 5 years. And so what I tend to do is I have a one-page blueprint that I do with my coach, and that focuses on the next 30 days, what can hurt me this year, etc., etc. So it's a different concept. And so I'm like, okay, well, I know that I need to have a business plan for the purpose of this entry process. And I know that it needs to be in a certain way, but the reality is my one-page blueprint gives me more growth than a business plan that they would think, well, this is what it should look like. Do you know what I mean? So that's a little bit frustrating for me. But anyway, so what I'm going to do is take those key things that I didn't do yesterday, do those today, feel good about the growth that I'm getting today, putting yesterday behind me, acknowledging the good things that happened. And what I'm getting at now is to, because I was sitting for so long yesterday, even though I got up my 10,000 steps, I went out for an early walk, it's important for me to start the day really well when you have felt that the day before hasn't been completely awesome. That's really, really important. So it's easy to get into these ruts where you continue to just focus on, say, being a little bit down. You get a little bit down, you focus on it a little bit more, and you become a little bit more down the next day. And before you know it, you've got this really unfocused, low energy type of vibration within you that then becomes your new norm. And it only takes 3 days of that before it becomes a new habit. So the best way to do it is to understand what are those foundational things that you need to do every day to be successful, and you do those things and make sure, okay, if I felt that way yesterday, why did I feel that way yesterday? Well, I didn't get to do my workout. I did go for a walk, but I didn't get to do these other two things that really helped me in my personal growth, and know that I am consistently working to create that better version of myself. And so as quickly as possible, it's all right, let's do those today. Let's do them first thing so that you know that you've ticked those things off and know that you're doing really, really well. That is my ticket for success and how to help you turn a bad day into a good day. I know I'm being harsh on myself because I did do some good work yesterday, but it's also why I continue to grow, because I expect a lot of myself. I put a lot of expectation on myself. And, you know, that's a good thing. So on that note, I'm going to continue my walk. It's a beautiful morning. It's crisp. It's only 9 degrees, but it's a beautiful morning. Stay safe, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.